Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. For this part of the show, I'm kind of doing this because of a friend I talked to recently, and he didn't seem so enthusiastic. My family has an electric truck coming, and I probably will end up with an electric car myself. I don't need too many vehicles right now, but it's definitely it's in the works. So I'm going to talk about the five reasons that I personally think you should choose an electric car. And if not now, very soon, as things change and as the power gets more and more expensive and of course pollutes this place forever more and more, it's time to go EV electric. Already, no matter where you plug in across this whole country of ours, electric vehicles are cheaper to fuel than their gas-powered counterparts. Every electricity provider in the whole of 50 states offers a rate plan that makes filling up on electricity cheaper than gasoline. As a matter of fact, adding to the median yearly savings of an average, and I mean an average car, versus just having a decent EV is at least $770. I happen to be from the San Antonio area, and you can go to a map, incidentally, and it'll show you, because we have a little bit less expensive fuel in certain parts of Texas. It saves you about $570 if you live in the San Antonio area. Electric vehicles can also save you on maintenance costs. Remember, battery EVs have no gasoline engine. They do not need oil, spark plugs, or timing belts. And unlike gasoline motors, electric motors require no routine maintenance. These reduced maintenance costs can save the average EV owner a little over $1,500 a year. That's on average across the nation, more in some of the big cities, compared to a gasoline-powered version of that same vehicle. And reason number two, but it's really reason number one to me if you've listened to my show, in spite of what a lot of people realize, even when the electricity used to fuel your EV comes from the possible dirtiest source, which would be coal. We got to get off the coal grind as quick. Manchin. And he's quite worrying about just getting himself reelected because he's from West Virginia and realize the big picture is EV vehicles are absolutely going to be necessary in the near future. Just the average EV, electric vehicle in the United States today, produces the emissions equivalent, if it were available, of a gasoline car that gets at least 73 miles per gallon. And that's not happening, folks. To boot, the emission performance of EVs is set to only improve as wind and solar power displace coal-fired electric generation or even natural gas. Many EV owners are also choosing to pair their EV with rooftop solar panels and home energy storage units. I'm going to put an aside here. My brother's name, Tom, won't give you our last name, doesn't matter. He is on his second set of storage batteries. And right now, not only does he charge his third EV that he's owned, he lives in South Florida, but he gets a check from the electric company every month. He actually gets to run his house, run his car, and it took him 8 years to break even on the money it took him to get his whole entire roof solar powered, and now he's upgraded to a more efficient solar powering that'll take him another 2.5 or 3 years to recover, but then he'll be ahead of the game from now on into the future. So in his case, because he's actually powered exclusively by totally renewable energy, his own, an EV that he operates, the ones he buys, actually first are basically emissions-free, number one, and number two, almost free energy. I mean, he's got to pay for his solar panels, but he's going to do that anyway to run his house. So he sort of gets to run around for nothing except wear and tear on his EV. And if you haven't done much driving or any driving in an EV, get prepared. An electric engine generates literally instant torque. It'll surprise you if you've never driven one, which means that electrical vehicles literally, if you want them to, zoom off the starting line and provide smooth, super responsive acceleration and deceleration. Electric vehicles also have a very low CG, center of gravity. Why? Because the batteries are underneath, which improves handling, responsiveness, and certainly you'd be amazed at how comfortable they ride. Basically, the driving performance of electric vehicles have been recognized in race series like Formula E now, or local drag strips, and attested to by thousands of electric vehicle drivers that used to be called sports car drivers across the nation. Interesting, if you want to just go take an EV to your nearest drag strip, just an off-the-lot car, you're going to wipe out about two-thirds of all the quote-unquote dragsters there without even thinking about it. They're really, really fun if you want to get off the line. And it should go without saying, electric vehicles cut your oil use. Electric vehicles are an essential part of the plan to cut the nation's oil use in half in the next decade and a half or so, in the next, let's say, 10 to 20 years. Using oil causes an array of problems, and transportation remains reliant right now on oil as the dominant energy source. Electric vehicles offer the potential to disrupt this status quo relationship between transportation and oil and offer a cleaner, better way to fuel transportation for everyone. Overall, electric vehicles can cut U.S. oil use by about 1.5 million gallons a day. Who knows what's going to go on beyond that? And finally, there's the convenience factor a lot of people don't think about. Instead of searching for a gasoline station with the cheapest prices, the nice thing if for normal daily use is you can charge at home at a cheap, cheap price and a much more predictable cost, even if you're, again, buying regular electricity at your home. And plugging in at home takes only a few seconds, at least as quick as sticking that nozzle in your gas tank when you have to stop to fill up. And of course, if you want to charge your car overnight, there's, in big cities especially, you actually get a cheaper rate. Well, let's say after 10 or after 11, depends on what company you want. A lot of them, my brother, for instance, sets his to a timer. It comes on about 10 or 10:30 at night and is fully charged when he gets up every day. He's got enough, if he has to go, a few hundred miles. And the newest vehicles, a good number of them are going over 300 miles. And there's a couple that's off the drawing board right now in Europe, not here, that goes over 400 miles a charge. And in my mind, EVs also have other convenient advantages. Battery electric vehicles are mechanically much simpler than a conventional gasoline car, so the maintenance requirements are often much simpler, and for this reason, obviously cheaper to maintain. My brother's on his third EV. He drives him about 100,000 miles. Most of them, as a matter of fact, the ones he owns, are bumper to bumper, including batteries, covered for 100,000 miles. He can't tell me of one time when he was stranded anywhere for any mechanical problem other than a flat tire. So they're already basically more dependable than our gasoline-powered engines, and they're only going to get better. Again, you don't have to every stop every 5 or 10,000 miles for an oil change. You don't have any spark plugs to change. You don't have a timing belt you have to worry with. You don't have to tune up your engine. Depending on your location, EVs have additional benefits like access to restricted express lanes on highways and bridges, special parking spots, and reduced or free tolls. And again, in a number of places like Walmart, and then they let you charge your car for free while you're shopping at their store. And let me just add this to the end of this particular little conversation or this presentation. The Ford Lightning is slowly available because the demand is far exceeding the supply. One of the people I talk to, well, it's good, but I can't do an electric car because it doesn't have towing power. Well, he's totally wrong. The rating on the upper model now, the best of the truck, which is about the cost of a great big pickup right now, is rated at 535 horsepower, 10,000 pound towing weight. Without towing, you get a little over 300 miles to the charge. Even towing its maximum amount, you get over 230 miles per charge. The other thing people are not aware of is they're charging faster and faster and faster. And in the next 5 years, roughly or so, you're gonna be able to charge pull in, get yourself a cup of coffee, wait 25 or 30 minutes, and charge enough to go another couple or 300 miles. That's on its way, folks. That's not rocket science of tomorrow. That is current knowledge that we already have about these vehicles. And at least one more plus, I don't know how many people are aware of it, the Lightning 150, and to a lesser degree, the truck that we're actually buying for my family is called the Ford Maverick electric pickup, can run your house. Now, the big one, I don't know the numbers on the Maverick yet, but a fully charged 150 electric cut can run your appliances and your lights in your house. They don't include air in that, although you could run it. It'll just be for a shorter period, for a day or two if the lights go out. And they have it so you can literally plug your truck into your house. For those of you that do work out on ranches and things, it's already got AC plug-ins in the back to run all your tools. It's got a computer system in the front that you can attach your laptop to. It is a whole different... For those of you who want to stay with the horse and buggy, go ahead and do it. But your days are numbered. Yeah, you might look around. There's no one shoeing horses or making buggy whips anymore. Time moves on, and the electric vehicle is what's next. Currently only has a very small part of the market here in the United States, but it's up to 30 and 40%, 50% in, for instance, countries like the Netherlands already. It'll be a while. It'll be before they're the predominant mode of transportation, but 10, 15 years. If you got a young kid, by the time they're driving, especially a newborn child, or a little bit beyond that, they're going to be in an electric vehicle. There's no doubt about it. I'm riding an electric bike, electric assisted, because I don't get around as well. I'm in my 70s and I've broke legs and I've done all kinds of things. I'm at the 3,000 mile mark on the bike. Very little trouble, except here we go again. Flat tires, got to be something we can solve. Maybe we need to make better foam tires. But I'm already in the electric group and I don't even own an electric car yet. The difference is unbelievable. All these vehicles, including the cars, but even bikes that are electric now, have come way down. If you've got a short commute and you need a little exercise, because you don't have to use the electric, you can pedal and then kick the electric in when you need to. Think about it. So yes, I'm very pro EV, whether it's a bike or a car, and I've even ridden an electric motor scooter that will set you back in your seat. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.